Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Nehemiah today. So get past all the Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, then you get to Ezra and then Nehemiah. If you get to Esther, you've gone too far. Nehemiah, we'll be reading chapters 10 to 13, which will take us through the end of the book of Nehemiah. They're coming back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls. We will take any devotional pauses, talk about some application at the end, and then close in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do it right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Nehemiah. Help us to understand what we can learn about you and our relationship with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Nehemiah 10. Those who sealed it were, and this is about a covenant agreement of the people. Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hechaliah, Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malkijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Haram, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnanoth, Baruch, Meshullam, Abijah, Majamin, Maziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites, Jeshua, son of Azariah, Azaniah, Benu, the son of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their associates, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Beninu. The leaders of the people, Parosh, Pahath, Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Atter, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashem, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nibai, Machbish, Meshulam, Hezer, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Palatiah, Hanan, Ananiah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Haloshesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashbana, Messiah, Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Maluk, Haram, and Bana. The rest of the people, priests, Levites, gatekeepers, musicians, temple servants, and all who separated themselves from the neighboring peoples for the sake of the law of God, together with their wives and all their sons and daughters who were able to understand, all these now join their fellow Israelites, the nobles, and bind themselves with a curse and an oath to follow the law of God given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, and decrees of the Lord our God. We promise not to give our daughters in marriage to the peoples around us or take their daughters for our sons. When the neighboring peoples bring merchandise or grain to sell on the Sabbath, we will not buy from them on the Sabbath or on any holy day. Every seventh year we will forgo working the land and will cancel all debts. We assume the responsibility for carrying out the commands to give a third of a shekel each year for the service of the house of our God, for the bread set out on the table, for the regular grain offerings and burnt offerings, for the offerings on the Sabbath, at the new moon feasts, and at the appointed festivals, for the holy offerings, for sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and for all the duties of the house of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people have cast lots to determine when each of our families is to bring to the house of our God at set times each year a contribution of wood to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as is written in the law. We also assume responsibility for bringing to the house of the Lord each year the first fruits of our crops and every fruit tree. As is also written in the law, we will bring the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, of our herds and of our flocks, to the house of our God, to the priests ministering there. Moreover, we will bring to the storerooms of the house of our God, to the priests, the first of our grounded meal, of our grain offerings, of the fruit of all of our trees, and our wine, new wine, and olive oil. And we will bring a tithe of the crops to the Levites. It is for the Levites who collect the tithes in all the towns where we work. A priest descended from Aaron is to accompany the Levites when they receive the tithes, and the Levites are to bring a tenth of the tithes up to the house of our God, to the storerooms of the treasury. The Levites of Israel, including the Levites, the people of Israel, including the Levites, are to bring their contributions of grain, new wine, and olive oil to the storerooms, where the articles for the sanctuary and for the ministering priests, the gatekeepers, and the musicians are also kept. We will not neglect the house of our God. So as they rebuild Jerusalem, as they rebuild the walls, they're going to make sure they take care of worship the way that God had prescribed it previously. They are going to renew it now. chapter 11. Now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 of them to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. The people commended all who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem. Now some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants lived in the towns of Judah, each on their own property in the various towns, while other people from both Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. From the descendants of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalil, a descendant of Perez, and Maaseiah, son of Baruch, the son of Kohaz, the son of Haziah, the son of Adai, the son of Jarib, the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. The descendants of Perez, who lived in Jerusalem, totaled 468 men of standing. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Padiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshiah, and his followers, Gabbai and Salai, 928 men. Joel, son of Zikri, was their chief officer, and Judah, son of Hasanuah, was over the new quarter of the city. From the priests, Jediah, the son of Jorib, Jachin, Sarai, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraroth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, and their associates who carried on work for the temple, 822 men. Adiah, son of Jehoram, the son of Paliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pasher, the son of Malkijah, and his associates who were heads of families, 242 men. Amishai, son of Azriel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshulmoth, the son of Immer, and his associates who were men of standing, 128. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagadolam. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashab, the son of Azikram, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shabbosai, and Jozabad, two of the heads of the Levites who had charge of the outside work of the house of God, Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the director who led in thanksgiving and prayer, Bakbukiah, second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shemua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, the Levites in the holy city totaled 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmud, and their associates, who kept watch at the gates, 172 men. The rest of the Israelites with the priests and Levites were in the towns of Judah, each on their ancestral property. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Zia and Gishpah were in charge of them. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Uzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the musicians responsible for the service of the house of God. The musicians were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity. Pethathiah, son of Meshabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all affairs relating to the people. As for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekabadzeel and its villages, in Jeshua, in Molada, in Beth-Pelah, in Hazar Shul, in Beersheba and its settlements, in Ziklag, in Mekonah and its settlements, and in Rimmon, in Zorah, in Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its settlements. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aja, Bethel and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Aniah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittim, in Hadid, Zeboam, and Nabalat, in Lod, and Ono, and in Gish-Harashim. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. Chapter 12. So they're talking about all the people that were in charge of different things, those who had particular skills, those who had particular positions of honor, the different tribes, where were they going to be? What would they be doing? Chapter 12. These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Joshua, Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Merimoth, Idu, Ginnathoth, Abijah, Mijaim, Modiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Jorib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Joshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Binu, K- Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mattaniah, who together with his associates was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Uni, their associates, stood opposite them in the services. Joshua was the father of Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, Joiada the father of Jonathan, Jonathan the father of Jaddua. In the days of Jehoiakim, these were the heads of the priestly families, of Sariah's family, Meraiah, of Jeremiah's, Hananiah, of Ezra's, Meshullam, of Amariah's, Jehohanan, of Maluk's, Jonathan, of Shechaniah's, Joseph, of Haram's, Adna, of Merimoth's, Helkiah, of Iddo's, Zechariah, of Ginnathon's, Meshullam, of Abijah's, Zikri, of Minimum's and Modiah's, Piltai, of Bilgah's, Shemua, of Shemaiah's, Jehonathan, of Jorib's, Metanai, of Jediah's, Uzi, of Salu's, Kalai, of Amok's, Eber, of Hilkiah's, Hashabiah, of Jedidiah's, Nathaniel. The family heads of the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Jehoiada, Jehohanan, and Jaddua, as well as those of the priests, were recorded in the reign of Darius the Persian. The family heads among the descendants of Levi up to the time of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the book of the Annals. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their associates, who stood opposite them to give praise and thanksgiving. One section responded to the other, as prescribed by David the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, and Akkub were gatekeepers who guarded the storerooms at the gates. They served in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the teacher of the law. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, the Levites were sought out from where they lived and were brought to Jerusalem to celebrate joyfully the dedication with songs of thanksgiving and with music of cymbals, harps, and lyres. The musicians also were brought together from the region around Jerusalem, from the villages of the Netophathites, from Beth Gilgal, and from the area of Geba and Azmavath, for the musicians had built villages for themselves around Jerusalem. When the priests and Levites had purified themselves ceremonially, they purified the people, the gates, and the wall. I had the leaders of Judah go up on top of the wall. I also assigned two large choirs to give thanks. One was to proceed on top of the wall to the right toward the Dung Gate. Hoshea and half the leaders of Judah followed them, along with Azariah, Ezra, Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, as well as some priests with trumpets, and also Zechariah, son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his associates. Shemaiah, Azrael, Milai, Gilai, Mai, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani, with musical instruments prescribed by David, the man of God. Ezra, the teacher of the law, led the procession. At the fountain gate, they continued directly up the steps of the city of David on the ascent to the wall and passed above the site of David's palace to the water gate on the east. The second choir proceeded in the opposite direction. I followed them on top of the wall, together with half of the people, past the Tower of the Ovens to the broad wall, over the gate of Ephraim, the Jeshurun gate, the fish gate, the Tower of Hananel, and the Tower of the Hundred, as far as the sheep gate. At the gate of the guard, they stopped. The two choirs that gave thanks then took their places in the house of God. So did I, together with half the officials, as well as the priests, Eliakim, Masi, Minimim, Micaiah, Elonai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with their trumpets, and also Messiah, Shemaiah, Eliezer, Uzi, Jehohanan, Malkijah, Elam, and Ezer. The choir sang under the direction of Jezariah. And on that day they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. At that time, men were appointed to be in charge of the storerooms for the contributions, first fruits, and tithes. From the fields around the towns, they were to bring into the storerooms the portions required by the law for the priests and the Levites, for Judah was pleased with the ministering priests and Levites. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, as did also the musicians and gatekeepers, according to the commands of David and his son Solomon. For long ago, in the days of David and Asaph, there had been directors for the musicians and for the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. So in the days of Zerubbabel and of Nehemiah, all Israel contributed to the daily portions for the musicians and the gatekeepers. They also set aside the portion for the other Levites, and the Levites set aside the portion for the descendants of Aaron. Chapter 13. On that day, the book of Moses was read aloud in the hearing of the people, and there it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever be admitted into the assembly of God, because they had not met the Israelites with food and water, but had hired Balaam to call a curse down on them. Our God, however, turned the curse into a blessing. When the people heard this law, they excluded from Israel all who were of foreign descent. Before this, Eliashib the priest had been put in charge of the storerooms of the house of our God. He was closely associated with Tobiah, and he had provided him with a large room formerly used to store the grain offerings and incense and temple articles, and also the tithes of grain, new wine, and olive oil prescribed for the Levites, musicians, and gatekeepers, as well as the contributions to the priests. But while all this was going on, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had returned to the king. Sometime later, I asked his permission and came back to Jerusalem. Here I learned about the evil thing Eliashib had done in providing Tobiah a room in the courts of the house of God. I was greatly displeased and threw all Tobiah's household goods out of the room. I gave orders to purify the rooms, and then I put back into them the equipment of the house of God with the grain offerings and the incense. I also learned that the portions assigned to the Levites had not been given to them, and that all the Levites and musicians responsible for the service had gone back to their own fields. So I rebuked the officials and asked them, "Why is the house of God neglected?" Then I called them together and stationed them at their posts. All Judah brought the tithes of grain, new wine, and olive oil into the storerooms. I put Shelemiah the priest, Zadok the scribe, and the Levite named Pedaiah in charge of the storerooms and made Hanan son of Zachar, the son of Mattaniah, their assistant because they were considered trustworthy. They were made responsible for distributing the supplies to their fellow Levites. Remember me for this, my God, and do not blot out what I have so faithfully done for the house of my God and its services. In those days I saw people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys, together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of loads. And they were bringing all this in Jerusalem on the Sabbath. Therefore I warned them against selling food on that day. People from Tyre who lived in Jerusalem were bringing in fish and all kinds of merchandise and selling them in Jerusalem and on the Sabbath to the people of Judah. I rebuked the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this wicked thing you're doing, desecrating the Sabbath day? Didn't your ancestors do the same things, so that our God brought all this calamity on us and on this city? Now you are stirring up more wrath against Israel by desecrating the Sabbath." When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not opened until the Sabbath was over. I stationed some of my own men at the gate so that no load could be brought in on the Sabbath day. Once or twice the merchants and sellers of all kinds of goods spent the night outside Jerusalem, but I warned them and said, "Why do you spend the night by the wall? If you do this again, I will arrest you." From that time on, they no longer came on the Sabbath. Then I commanded the Levites to purify themselves, then go and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember me for this also, my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love. Moreover, in those days I saw men of Judah who had married women from Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod or the language of one of the other peoples and did not know how to speak the language of Judah. I rebuked them and called curses down on them. I beat some of the men and pulled out their hair. I made them take an oath in God's name and said, "You are not to give your daughters in marriage to their sons, nor are you to take their daughters in marriage for your sons or for yourselves. Was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon, king of Israel, sinned? Among the many nations, there was no king like him. He was loved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel, but even he was led into sin by foreign women. Must we hear now that you too are doing all this terrible wickedness and are being unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women?" One of the sons of Jehoiada of Eliashib the high priest was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite, and I drove him away from me. Remember them, my God, because they defiled the priestly office and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. So I purified the priests and the Levites of everything foreign and assigned them duties each to his own task. I also made provision for contributions of wood at designated times and for the first fruits. Remember me with favor, my God. That's the end of chapter 13 and the end of our reading for today. Some interesting, unique, strange maybe things written here in Nehemiah. We're so far removed from the cultural and grammatical, historical context, geographical, and all of it, that it's hard for us to grasp everything. But we can get the main things happening here, right? They're rebuilding the walls. And in doing so, they were to get everything back in place with their sacrificial system, with their celebrations, with the laws that were in Genesis through Deuteronomy. They were to obey all of them, because if they did not, they would see what happened before. They would turn in sin toward God. They would be taken into captivity. They would be disobedient and have the consequences come upon them. So Nehemiah was set on making sure not only that the walls got rebuilt, but the inside, the hard attitude, the worship was also rebuilt exactly according to how God wanted it. So bring that forward thousands of years today. It's not so much about the church, the building. It's about the people. It's not about the ceremonial sacrifices and all the those kinds of things they had to obey. It's really about obeying God with our heart, not being divided, and not let anyone divide us. Take us away to worship other gods. Take us away to divert our attention from Him. And as Nehemiah is the leader, I think of myself in leading God's people to honor Him in all respects. What about you? Father, thank you for your word in this book of Nehemiah and the great example of your leader, Nehemiah that helped them overcome incredible obstacles to rebuild your walls, temple in Jerusalem, sacrificial system, and everything that honored you in those days. So, Father, today, may we know you are still the same God. You still expect wholehearted obedience and commitment. And may, Father, I not only do that, but lead your people to do it. In the context of your word, as it relates to us today, in Jesus' name, amen.